Say, Fenneman, tell us, what's tonight's secret word?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is book. B-double-O-K.
Who cares?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in The Best of Groucho, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. That's French. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100. That's English.
And Groucho will meet our first couple in just a moment.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car, a litter bug is what you are. If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
I'm Bill Holden, folks, and what I have to say is aimed at me as much as you. We live in a beautiful area, and it's up to us to keep it that way. Keep it clean. Let's face it, if we're not litter bugs, there won't be any litter. So let's work together to make our roads, parks, beaches, and streets the cleanest in the world. It's up to you and me.
If you throw paper in the street, you're a litter bug.
If you don't keep our beaches neat,
you're a litter bug. If you throw litter from your car, a litter bug is what you are. If you throw litter anywhere, street,
beach,
or in the air, you're a litter bug.
Groucho, I'd like you to meet Nancy Anderson and Scott Edwards. So, folks, you can please and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word, and you'll divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. You little rascal, you. Nancy, I'll start with you, because you are a little rascal, aren't you? Where are you from, Nancy?
Well, I was born in Edgewood, Maryland, but I just lived there for a few weeks, and then I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee, and since then I've lived in Alabama and Georgia. North Carolina.
Nancy, I notice you have a decided northern accent. How long have you been in Southern California?
Well, I've been here for 3 years, but I've lost most of my accent.
How does the city of the Angels compare with your city of the Dodgers, I mean, compare with your home down south? Which do you prefer?
Want me to tell you the truth?
I certainly do. Well, we don't have anybody.
I much prefer the south. I don't like the traffic and the smog, and I don't like the general attitude as well either. I think about the first day I was here, I went into a grocery store, and on the wall they've got signs, pickpockets will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, and absolutely no checks cashed, and forging checks is a felony, and you will be arrested. And this store is protected by the Eagle Eye Detective Agency. And where I come from, they have signs that say, through these doors pass the finest people in the world, our customers.
Well, you must remember that we have a lot of crooks in Los Angeles.
That's just what I mean.
And you're Scott Edwards?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from? Partly.
I'm from Springfield, Mass, originally.
Oh, Springfield, Mass. Somebody out there from the Klondike. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
How old are you?
33.
And you're not married yet?
No.
Well, how is it a handsome, bright young fellow like you isn't married yet?
Well, I guess the right girl never came along, Groucho.
Oh. Well, perhaps you're doing something wrong. Just what do you do when you have a date with a pretty girl?
Well...
I mean, why don't you lie down and tell old Dr. Hackenbush all about it? It's only $30 an hour.
Well, actually, I have an apartment down at the beach at Malibu, and when the moon is on the water and the surf is nice, and we have a little pleasant music in the background and a little martini, it can be quite effective.
Well, it sounds very romantic. How do you fix your martinis?
Well, I mix 5 to 1.
You put in 5 parts gin to 1 part vermouth?
That's right.
Okay. Well, what do you need the moonlight and the music for? Now, what kind of work do you do, Scott?
Groucho, I'm in the technical sales department of Atomics International, Division of North American Aviation.
Well, any job that has a title that long is usually short on pay. Actually, what do you do? Do you sell atomic bombs from house to house?
Now, we build atomic reactors for research and for power.
I always like to help a struggling and worthwhile young salesman. How much do they cost?
Well, a complete installation will go from $100,000 up to several million.
No, I don't mean that. Never mind the total cost. I mean, how much would it be a month?
Well, I don't
know. If I can get it by the month, I'll take one. That is, if you give me trading stamps. Well, it's been a very pleasant experience talking to the North and the South simultaneously. And now let's get down to business and see how much money you can win. Now, you have selected from our list of 371 categories the foreign words and phrases. All of the following are foreign words or phrases used in everyday speech. If you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. What is the French phrase that means out of action? Well, it's hors de combat.
Oh.
You should know that.
We have one wrong now. If you get the next one wrong, the game is over for you.
What do the French words mal de mer mean?
Seasickness.
Yes, I'm rather you said it rather than displayed it.
You have one right.
What is the Latin phrase that means my other self or bosom friend?
Alter ego.
That's right, alter ego.
Too right.
Now, what is the German phrase that means till we meet again?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen is absolutely right.
You now have three right, get the next one right, and you'll have $1,000.
What is the French phrase that means seek the woman?
Cherchez la femme.
Cherchez la femme is right.
And you've got four in a row, so you win $1,000.
Now, you've won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000. So why don't you go over there and sit down and think about it, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
In just a moment, our second couple will join Groucho to play You Bet Your Life.
Have a nice trip.
Don't forget the phone.
Getting away at last. It's a great feeling, isn't it? Looking forward to a carefree weekend or vacation. And an easy, sensible way to make sure that all goes well all along the way is to plan ahead by long distance.
Now, let's see. You did phone about the cabin.
Right.
And called about a reservation at Halfway House?
Yes, dear.
What about the Johnsons?
Called them, too. They're expecting us.
Oh, good. Guess that takes care of everything.
Yes, it makes good sense to plan ahead by long distance. Calling for reservations to friends you hope to visit does a lot toward making your holiday carefree. And phoning back home while you're away lets you share the fun. Right now is a good time to call, while long distance rates are lowest. Remember, whenever, wherever you go this summer, go first by long distance.
Groucho, we have a couple of sisters ready to meet you now. One of them doesn't speak English. However, the other one is going to act as her interpreter. So here they are, Mrs. Ida Tondino and Mrs. Isabella Caracciolo.
Welcome to you. That's enough. Welcome to you, Betcha Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Well, there they are. Ida Tondino. Isabella Caracciolo, is that right?
Caracciolo.
Groucho?
Caracciolo.
Garaccio, that's where I keep my car in the Garaccio.
Caracciolo, conosciuto in tutto il mondo.
Now you say you girls are from Germany?
Italiani.
Oh, this is Ida over here, huh?
Me.
Oh.
Ida.
You're the one that doesn't speak English, huh?
I speak English.
You speak English?
Yes.
Now ask Isabella how old she is.
Quanti anni tiene? Beh, questa non dovrebbe dirmela questa domanda, perché non è domanda da fare a una donna.
She must be 100, huh?
Non si domanda mai l'età di una donna.
How How old does she say she is?
47.
She's at 47, huh?
Yeah.
How much did she lose in the translation? you're married, huh?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
35 years.
That's a very romantic
it's
to be romantic, married
yes.
in.
Yes, yeah.
35 years. He must be a fine fellow, huh?
Yeah.
What was there about him that made you fall in love with him, do you remember?
Nothing.
Well, at least you didn't hate him when you met him,
no.
did you? Now, Ida, you must have a lot on the ball to be able to hang yeah. on to your husband for 35
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Are you a good cook?
Cook, look at me. I'm a cook spaghetti, lasagna, ravioli, pizza, chicken cacciatore, everything you want, I cook for you.
Can you make a garaccio?
Garaccio, no, it's just an egg.
Now, while you're cooking, what does your husband do?
My husband was in the garage. I have a permit.
He's in the garage, you mean?
Garage.
He's in the garage?
Garage. He have a permit to make wine. I call the people, he have nice time for the friend and drink the wine.
He's in the garage making wine?
Yeah.
Doesn't he know prohibition is over? Why don't next time you see him, if you ever do, you
yeah.
know, if he ever comes out of there, tell him he can get it legally now.
Yeah.
Isabella, what does your husband do for a living?
He's a teller.
He's a what?
Teller.
No, you tell her. I don't care. What do you mean?
He's teller. He makes a suit for men.
He's a teller and he makes a...
suit for men, that's it.
He's a tailor, huh?
Tailor, yeah.
He's a tailor and he works in a bank?
No.
What does he do? Does he make suits with checks in them?
For you, for somebody else,
he makes
men.
A suit?
Suit.
Oh.
He's a cutter.
He's a cutter?
Yeah.
No. Ida, I'm curious about you.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you two find your way to the show here tonight?
Oh.
Did you have somebody else with you?
Oh, my brother. I think it's New Orleans over here someplace.
Your brother?
My brother, Raymond.
Could we get Ida's brother to stand up?
Raymond?
Yeah. Raymond, come up here. Raymond, how do you do? You know your sisters?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Now, what is your last name, Raymond what?
Cavallari. Raymond Cavallari.
Cavallari, huh?
A capito this.
Yeah, you. Oh. Raymond, is there anything I should know about Ida and Isabel that they haven't revealed yet? Or do you think we've covered all the bases?
You covered about everything except that my singing sister here says a little serenade for
just
you.
Serenade.
They want to serenade you or something.
Oh.
She brought along a guitar and I think...
Will you play Italian,
they would like to...
Spanish?
Yes.
Where is the guitar?
She'll play a little bit.
Ida, get your guitar and let's hear you sing. Sing anything you want, providing it isn't in English.
Yes.
Ida, you sing.
You want to sing Solomia?
You sing anything you want.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
Solomia. Che bella cosa, la giornata sole piena, l'aria serena dopo una tempesta. Quell'aria fresca sembra già una festa, che bella cosa una giornata e sole. Ma
Ida, Isabel, Raymond was charming.
Thank you.
And if you're smart, you'll do something with a guitar.
Yeah.
Smash it into a thousand pieces. That's real good. I like it. How do you like my singing?
Good.
It's good, huh? Well, let's hope you can win some money in the quiz. I doubt it, but let's see. Raymond, this is an unusual thing. We rarely do this, but we're going to let you help them because they've only been in this country 35 years. 37 years. Pardon me. Now, you selected mythology. George, you help him too, eh? You go. No, they like that.
Oh.
All right, you ready? What handsome youth fell in love with his own reflection in the water?
Quale bel giovane si è innamorato della sua riflessione nell'acqua?
Narciso.
Narcissus, that's right, yeah. How do you say it?
Narciso.
Narciso, yes, that's pretty good. I thought that was an Italian cheese.
You have one right now.
One right.
All right. Who carved a marble statue of a maiden and then fell in love with her?
Chi ha scolpito l'immagine di una ragazza e poi è caduto in amore?
Pigmalione.
Hey, these kids are no good. Yeah.
You now have two right.
They don't need any help. He does. Who in mythology held up the heavens on his shoulders?
Atlante. Atlante.
Atlas, that's right.
You now have three right.
Who attached his wings with wax, flew too near the sun, and dropped into the sea? Yes, that's right. Icarus. Oh, I thought these were such lameos. You know, I think this whole accent and dialect was a big fake, the whole thing. They were probably born in Boston or on Harvard College. Now, you've won $1,000, and you can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000. So go over and sit down and think about it. No matter what you decide to do, we were delighted having you on the show. You're a wonderful trio.
We'll find out if any of our contestants will try for $10,000 in just a moment.
A man with a crystal ball. That's what fellow newsmen and laymen alike have called NBC's Alex Dreyer. During the dark days of World War II, Alex Dreyer called the turn of events on the fall of France, on the Nazi march into Russia, the Allied invasion of North Africa. He predicted to within 4 days the date of Germany's surrender. On the American political scene, his record has been equally impressive. How does he do it? Well, Alex Dreyer is a man on the go, searching out the source of news, getting the stories direct from the people who shape the course of events. Alex Dreyer, cited for distinguished service to American journalism, is typical of the top NBC newsmen who broadcast News on the Hour. This is Chet Huntley inviting you to be with us as the news breaks on News on the Hour, all day, every day, over most of these same NBC stations.
Here's a story on the big question. Mrs. Tondino and Mrs. Caracciolo have decided to keep their $1,000. They're not going to try for the big money. But Nancy Anderson and Scott Edwards have a different decision, and here they are to tell you all about it.
Now, you won $1,000. Now, if you decide to try for the $10 and you fail, you wind up with a total of $500. Now, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try.
Both of us.
Now, get together and pick a number from 1 to 10, and then after you pick the number, spin the wheel.
I pick a number.
And if... Remember, if any number besides the one you pick comes up, the question is worth $2,000. If your number comes up, the question is worth $10.
What number have you chosen?
We're going to try 3.
Well, give it a turn. Now, you said 3 and it came 10, so this question is worth $2,000. You ready? I doubt if there's anyone alive who hasn't heard of Grace Kelly's marriage to Prince Rainier. For $2,000, can you tell me Grace's new last name? What is the answer you two have decided
upon? Can you think of anything better? I think, I don't know how I can pronounce it, not Bispanaco or whatever the name of the kingdom is. Yeah?
No, I'm sorry, it's Grimaldi. G-R-I-M-A-L-D-I. So I'm sorry you missed it, but you wound up with $500. That isn't too bad. Congratulations, and that'll buy you a lot of martinis.
The Best of Groucho is transcribed in Hollywood, produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, to hear the one, the only Groucho. And see The Best of Groucho on NBC TV every Thursday night. The Best of Groucho is heard by our armed forces around the world.